the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Howdy, boys and girls, this is Waddy Mitchell, and I'm telling you that you're right where you should be, Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Waddy Mitchell. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's Five.
Oh, goody. What you got for us? Well, I beat you.
Go ahead. I'm ready for it.
Well, let's talk about a catwalking horse.
Oh, do it. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a catwalking horse?
I have, yeah.
Well, it's also called rope walking.
Rope walking, line walking.
Line walking. Yep. That's where they track in the same line.
One foot in front of the other.
One foot in front of the other.
That's right, yeah.
So if you're eyeballing a good-looking horse,
yeah,
you know it's got big shoulders, nice, cute head,
yeah,
decent hooves.
Watch the tracks.
Right? Yeah. Watch him walk.
Right, there you go.
If he's tracking in the same line, you might want to back away.
Yeah. There's limited things you can do for it as well.
You know, there's going to be a lot of interfering take place, and it's, it'd be a three-gated horse.
Yeah, that's right. Fart, fumble, and fall.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You know, that's some great information there, big fella, and thank you for Farrier's Five.
My pleasure.
Now, these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, what were those gates
the
again?
Gates.
Yeah. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house.
They don't catwalk.
Don't have three gated horses. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Oh, good job.
Not bad
good
at all.
Job.
Hey, another great patriot is riding along with us.
Yeah.
Our good buddy, old friend, old pal, D.W. Grothy is riding along with us. This song's actually about his mom and his dad. His dad was a CB.
Oh, okay.
In World War II, and his mother was a nurse.
Oh, man, yeah, family affair.
And that's how they met.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but anyway, great song coming up, that old red, white, and blue.
My old man was a soldier back in WW2. Mom was a nurse on a hospital ship, that same old big war too. I remember as a kid how they hung out the flag on a special day or two. But I was too young really understand about that old red, white, and blue. So they showed me how to place my hand on my heart when the flag passed by in review, and take off my hat as a sign of respect for the things that flag could do. Every little thing she stood for, she really stood for me and you. And every day's the 4th of July for that old red, white, and blue. Every day's the 4th of July for that old red, white, and blue. A tie that binds, a spirit that shines, and it shines the whole year through. For every little thing she stands for, she really stands for me and you. Every day's the 4th of July for that old red, white, and blue. Well, both of my folks are gone now. That's just the way it goes. You're here for a while, a tear and a smile. Oh, they left me more than heaven knows. and all those little things they stood for. They did them for me and you. Every day's 4th of July for that old red, white, and blue. Every day's 4th of July for that old red, white, and blue. A tie that binds, a spirit that shines, and it shines the whole year through. And every little thing she stands for really stands for me and you. Every day's a 4th of July for that old red, white, and blue. Every day's a 4th of July for that old red, white, and blue.
Yeah, isn't that a great song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you betcha. Our good buddy Deacon Dub.
Deacon D.W.
D.W. Grothy. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, we're remembering D-Day.
Yeah.
This year. Sacrifices.
Well, it boggles my mind. Yeah. Like I say in the beginning, the sheer numbers, you know, over 100,000 tons of ordnance.
Oh, man.
You know.
Yeah.
They get them there.
No doubt. Crazy.
Yeah.
And within a few days, there were 326,000 troops.
Yeah.
Within that week.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And that was the beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end of World War II.
That's right.
That is exactly right.
Absolutely.
You betcha. Hey, we're going to jump in right here, and we're going to hear a little commentary from Baxter Black. I love this. This is Lucky to be an American.
I'm sitting out on my veranda. The heat of the day is dissipating. Shadows are growing longer in the canyon to the south. The bottoms of the clouds are turning pink, and the mountains to the east of the valley are glowing purple. Cindy Lou's bustling in the kitchen. I think I smell teriyaki sauce. My 12-year-old's being mauled by 5 little cow-dog puppies. The horses are fed. The cows are fat. The quail are chuckling. And dusk is waiting in the wings. As I take a sip of my icy beverage and relax, I remind myself of my New Year's resolution to stop once a day and remind myself that this is as good as it gets. But as that thought sinks in, I become fully aware of how many have given so much so I could be right here. Right here for me is to be an American. Lucky enough to be born in a country where I am free to worship God, free to better myself as best I'm able. Lucky enough to be born in a time when the knowledge of humankind is expanding exponentially in medicine, physics, transportation, chemistry, extending and improving all our lives. Lucky to be born while prejudices are fading, poverty is constantly having to be redefined, and America's light continues to shine as a ray of hope for the less fortunate worldwide. But the reality of the debt I owe comes home to roost every day in the papers when I read the names of those soldiers killed in the War on Terror. Every one of them is directly responsible for the freedom I enjoy. They are, each one, part of a long line of Americans from all walks of life. Soldiers, civilians, policemen, firemen, research scientists, CIA, inventors, ministers, teachers, legislators, and parents who have sacrificed, toiled, sweated, and believed in what America stands for and put their money where their mouth is, whether it's carrying a gun, a stethoscope, or flowers to the nursing home. I owe George Washington, Bill Gates, Grandpa Tommy, Lewis and Clark, Cochise, Federico Peña, Thomas Edison, Uncle Paul, Madeleine Albright, Donald Rumsfeld, and Pastor Blair. 220-some-odd years ago, a group of citizens as different as Jefferson and Adams or Bush and Gore conspired to declare our independence and invent a country. And they did just that, like none other on earth. And that I got so lucky to be so blessed to be born right here is a miracle I do not take for granted. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Boy, I love that commentary. And and yes, we are. We are lucky to be American.
We won the lottery.
Just by being born where we were and for the folks who sacrificed for us.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. We're going to ditch out to a commercial right now. And when we come back, Waddy Mitchell has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.